Okay, so we're beginning on Yudalit Amid Beis. But before we get to Yudalit Amid Beis, I left something out yesterday, so I just want to say it over, which this Gemara seems earlier was a stira. There's a sefer told us Yankov Yosef, which was one of the Talmidim of the Baal Shem, the first original Chassidish sefer. In Parsha Shmini, he brings from a sefer which was called, he calls it the Ramban. It's brought in the Ksum from the Imre Emes. He's not sure if it's Ramban or someone else used that acronym to be called a Ramban. And he says, the Tam HaMitzvah, the Tam HaTorah, that there's Hazois, two Hazois from the Pora Aduma, that in order to make somebody Torah, you have to do it on the first day, the third day, and the seventh day, is because every person whose Tamei mess is really a Suffolk Tamei mess. Because we know there's such a klal, he says, of Kivrei Tzadikim are not metamim. So if Kivrei Tzadikim are not metamim, so maybe the person you touched was Mahara B'tshuva, and he became a Tzadik Gomor. So if he became a Tzadik Gomor, when you came Tomei to him, you didn't actually become a Tomei mess. So therefore, when you maz on him, the Meipara, he might have, the person might actually be Tor. Now, if he's Tor, we just learned the Gemara, he becomes Tomei. So if he becomes Tomei, so now he has to become Tor. So you have to be maz on him again, the Shvi, to become Tor. That's what he says. So he goes through a whole back and forth that now after the seventh, he's going to be again on the tzad that it was a Tara, the first one. The second one would be Matamayu. So he has to jump through hoops to figure out how that would work. But from our Gemara, Bechlal, the Gemara says it's only a Herif Shemesh. When you become Tomei from the Paraduma, it's only that night, you Toivel, and at night, after the Herif Shemesh, you become Tor. You don't need another Hazov, the Paraduma. So there's a big question that's asked on him, and there's a lot of Sfarim. I wrote about it in Parsha Shmini, in my Sefer Eish Tomid and Vayikra. So that's all it was. Now we're holding on Daf Yud Dalid Amid Beis. Umakteres haktoires umeitavas haneres. Interesting, the Gemara is a Masechtas Yuma. You have much more diukim than we find in other Masechtas. So here it says what the Kohen Gadol would do to practice in the Beis HaMikdash. So when it says that, it says umakter es haktoires umeitavas haneres. So if we go in order, alma ketoires bereisha v'hoder neres. So we do it in that order. Frank di Gemara v'remino. Ay lechere. We could ask a kashe. It says in Masechtas Tamid, Lamed Amid Beis, and depends how it Masechtas Tamid. It's not Lamed Amid Beis, okay. But Tamid, Misha Zocha Bepayis. Misha Zocha. We know in the Beis HaMikdash they used to make a goyrel. Every morning in that Mishmar, who gets what? So it says, Bedishun Mizbeach Apnimi. And then it says how you do the Dishun of Mizbeach Apnimi. Umi Shezocha Bemeneira. And it says about cleaning up the Meneira. Umi Shezocha Beketoires. So from that Seder, it seems that the order is first the Meneira and then the Ketoires. So it seems, now really, it wasn't necessary to bring that beginning. So we'll see the Tosfos. Mi shezocha bedishon mizbeach hapnimi, lo havi tzorach la'asuyeh mi shezocha bedishon hapnimi, ela mi shezocha bemeneiru k'tayres, ki eich lemai zocha mi shezocha l'tar mizbeach ha'chitzayin. Tosfos just asks a side diuk, why do we need that first line? But the essence of the Gemara's kasha is the order. Same to Amar Avuna, Hai Man Tana de Tomid. Who is the Tana in Tomid? Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzvehu. Right? Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzvehu. That we see in Masechtas Tomid. Einech Enami. That Tovis HaNeiris HaBifor Daktoris HaKteiris. But our Tana holds that it's a different order. The Gemara can't be. How could you say that the Mishnah Masechtas Tamid, some Shimon HaMitzvah, we go off on another aisle? Marov is Droimis, this is all talking about Azois on the Mizbeach. Marov is Droimis, Vitone, Alor, Shira Mitzvah, Mishane, Bedomit, Vinodos. So we see that he's a Chaylik in the Mishnah. We'll leave aside exactly what that is. But in that Mishnah in Tomid, he's the Chaylik. So the Stam Mishnah in Mesach the Stomid cannot go according to him. Right, Elohim Rabbi Yechanon, Mantana say the Yuma. Maybe our mission is Rabbi Shimon HaMitzvah. Okay, maybe yes, maybe not. So Rabbi Shimon HaMitzvah would be not the Stam Mishnah in Yuma, and we're going to use him over here. So there's going to be a Machlokes HaTanoim on the order. Yeah, we have nothing. To me, it seems interesting. So we're just picking a Tana out of the hat. Shemesh Hamitzvah. What's the pshat? Shemesh Hamitzvah is the Mishmash of the Tama. Right? How do you say Shemesh Hamitzvah? Yeah, so Tosfos already says the second Tosfos. Man Tana Tomid Rav Shimon Shemitzvah. Rav Huna Kibol the Rav Shimon Shemitzvah Abonim Pligi B'Seid Avoida. Aval Yodah Heches Svirlo. It looks like they had a Kabbalah. Something is missing in the Gemara. There was some sort of a Kabbalah that there was a Machloikis regarding the Seder Avoida. Zog the Gemara, Rami say to Yuma, I'll ask you. You were only asking from Mesechtus Tomit to Mesechtus Yuma. I'm going to ask you a kasha from Yuma itself. The Tnan, Pais Hasheini, Mi Shoichit, Mi Zoirik, Mi Medash Namazbir Abnimi, Mi Medash Namazbir, Mi Malavon Lekaves, Pais Hashlishi, Chadoshim Lektoires, Bovifisu. So we see Klor, Mi Shoichit, Mi Medash Meranimi. So we see that the Ketores comes after. Well, the whole big kasha already in the Rishonim. It says, Mi Zoyrek, Mi Medashim Zbech HaPnimi. Tishim Zbech HaPnimi was before Shechita Zrika, because that's a Mishnah, right? So I don't know, the Seder is a little off. Baal Kaponim, we see it from there. Omar Abaye Eloi Koshe. Oh, Abaye comes in with a new Yisoy. When our Mishnah says that, what was our Mishnah again? Our Mishnah was Ketores and the Neiris. Batovish de Neiris or Achroinois, that last two. Kan, in that Kan means in that last Mishnah, is Batovish Chomish Neiris before. So there's a split in the Menorah. So what is going on over here? Why do we split the Hatovis HaNeiris into the first five go before the Ketores, stop Ketores, do the Ketores, and then the last two? So later on, the Gemara and Daf Lamed Gimel tells us it's in order Laharbis Rash Vahamula Bazore Bebeis Elohim Nalich Berogesh. And then it's another time Baboike Baboike. So you should be machalik that of his ameris lishtei bomim. Right? So therefore, there would be a din. So Tois says Akasha. So then why doesn't it mention in our Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol has to light it twice? So Tos says, Yesh loymar, the loy choshiv elo atovish de nevish en gmara avoida. Loy bechamesh neirois at the end, loy hoya oisik koin gorl kidoma besorach, oiri balma kam oiri. That it looks like the koin gorl only did the last two, not the first five. So therefore, right? So other Rishonim, the Gvur Sari, doesn't like Tosis's teretz, and there would be a thing. We'll see if we could come back.
Did Did he answer the Dishon?
The Dishon Mizbech
was also...
No, Dishon Mizbech was never part. It was just brought. That's not part of the Shaila. Zog the Gemole, Omer Rabbi Eloi Koshi. Lememre, that in the middle of the Adlokis and Atovis and Eris, the Biktoiris, Mafsiklu. He would be Mafsik between Atovis of the Chomish first Neiris and the last two Neiris. Fake the Gemore. Now this is in certain Sidurim by Karbonis, Abaya, the Masada, Seder Maroche. And someone pointed out to me in the Kaladas Insurance Siddur, it's not there. Let's see if there's a reason. Right, for Abaya Masada Maroche Mishmei the Gemore. He, Abaya wrote down exactly how they did it in the Migdash. And it says in his Uvedam Atomid, that means Zrikas Domoy, Mafsiklu, between Mafsiklu, by Gdoris, it doesn't say that. Yeah, Amri, Loi Kosha, Ila Abishol, the Seder Avaydishal Abaye was according to Abishol. Holy Rabbonon, the Tanya, because we have a Makloike. Lo yitev es haneres v'acharkach yaktir, elo yaktir v'acharkach yetiv, Abishaloi mameit v'acharkach machtir. My time at Abishol, diksiv baboiker, baboiker, betives haneres, v'hode yaktir enu, that the menorah has to be first. So it comes out, we'll have to figure out if we paskin like Abishol, so then you would not paskin like the Abaye say the Hamarocha, and therefore you wouldn't say the Abaye say the Hamarocha. We'd have to figure out exactly. So if Rabbonon, my Koma, Rachmone, according to Rabbonon, what do they do with Bei Tivu Es Hanero Es Yaktireno? So this is where we're holding the top of Tezvovo Medalev. So now the Gemara gives an interesting teretz, a new teretz. Be Eden Hatove. Tei miktar k'toyres. It's not a haloche of hatoves aneirois. It should be already done. The hatove yase la'agar haktores haktoyres. So what does that mean? What's the teretz? The kasha was...
The smoke will continuously.
And so you'll have, after the Neiros, you'll still have some smoke. So therefore the order, even though it's actually putting down the K'tayres before, but there'll be a Reyach of the K'tayres, Be'idin Atova, Deimik the K'tayres. So it's almost like a Kiyum, of that. Bisman, right? The Eloite Mochi, Beno Abayim, Dixiv, Bahalois Arenes Haneris, Beno Abayim, Yaktirenu. Hochinami, the Bereshim Adagane, that Gemara is going to say for Tanya. We like the Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash twice, in the morning and at night. The Gemara accepts you cannot do anything after the Hadlokas HaMenere by Bein Harbayim. It's the end. So how could you say that there'll be Haktores Hakteres afterwards? We're going to see now in the Gemara. I'm just telling you a preamble in the Gemara. Can't be. Al kochoch, what is it? Al kochoch, it is means this, that the smoke of the Ketoris, the ocean of the Ketoris, will be existent after that. Look, as Amenayra, can't go into it right now. There's a whole arichas in the Bris Karov that the tachlis of the Ketoris is that it's the smoke. It's not the mice actoris actoris. It's the it's not the mice actoris actoris. It's the outcome. He makes a lumdus out of it. that it's not. So I have it happens to be in my, oh, this is Bereishis, wrong one. It's in the Shemois, I bring over there, that's why there's a whole tomo when we say, after we talk about Taktoris, Taktoris by davening, maybe there's no Neshalma Purims for Seinu. You only have a Neshalma Purims for Seinu when it's on an act. So if I say the oila, it's as if I brought the oila. If I say the katos, on the ketores, there's no act. It's the metzius. It's creating effect on the ground and that. So if you look, you can't create a metzius. So it says, we say like this: atu adne atu makavshin atu shektir aviseinu lefanecha atu shektir lefanecha. When we do the B'tir Ktiris, and also we only do the B'tir Ktiris in this part, we say, Atohu Shektiru Aviseinu Lefanech. We don't say that. Only Aviseinu. Because it's not the regular. No, this word in the Siddha, I add. Riskarov says this word. So I would understand this according to this Gemara, that the Gemara says that the Oshon. That's why there's a kiyum of the Ushan subsequently, and that's why it would be. But you can't do anything after the bear. V'chi teima hachinami. Maybe. What does it mean, v'chi teima? V'hode makteres akteres. It can't be. Bein abayim diksibal zarnas aneres bein abayim makterenu. Hachinami. Could you touch it? The bereisha matlikas aneres v'hode akteres o bein abayim. V'chi teima hachinami. Maybe ain't a chinami. So the more of our Tanya, Yaruch Oise Aaron of Onam Erev Ad Boiker, Tein Lo Kimidoso, Tei Doilekes Voileches Kol Alaylo Me Erev Ad Boiker. And that would be, the, you have to put that much. Tovar Acha Me Erev Ad Boiker, Ein Locha Avoidek Sheira Me Erev Ad Boiker, Elo Zu Bilvad. So the Avoidus Hayoim is Ksheiris Liosis, there's no avoide after adlochas aneiros. So it says, since it says, oi soy meyer vat boike. So we learn, zusha adlochas aneiros, epices achroino. So I don't know exactly how. It's a good, yes, can go to my jail. So krashi, diksiv oi soy, val kochoch be eden adlocha te miktera. Aval sharim, okay, that Rashi doesn't say. Ein lach avoide. Ein lach avoide yem ksher achar glosu de dor shochi oi soy meyer vat boike. I don't know exactly the limud, and that would be so. Rashi is a very interesting Rashi. Ten law, the top Rashi, the second Rashi. It's a little bit side. It's not because the Gemara is only bringing a raya from the second, but the first one is ten law lemenoira midas shemen. Kedei shetehedoi lekes kol halaylo. The shiur chachomim, that a normal night would be chatzi lug l'chol ner v'ner. You need a chatzi lug of shemen, and that's what keeps it lit through the night. V'yeshboi kedei lahadlik. V'yeshboi kedei lahadlik. Kol halaylo. Oh, zokrashi. Shalt kufois teves. We know that nights are fluid. So the short, the longer nights are the winter nights. The shorter nights are the summer nights. So what is the Chatzi Lug? Elamite, we take the one of the longest night. So Krashi, V'im Yoyser, Biktsora, in a shorter night, in the summer, Yoyser, so it'll be left over, it'll be there. That's what Rashi says. Yoyser, you do that. So I looked in the back. So if you look in the Tesis Yishoni, the Tesis Yishoni, Im Yeis Yoylai Lizara, and it's no problem. It's almost Rashi was bothered. Maybe you should have to do it. So if you look in the Tesis Yishoni, Divrei HaMaschel Ten, Lepish B'kun Shalom Yitin Chatzi Luk Shemen, Shkach Shiru Chomem, Vim Yoyser Yoyser. Uve Tesis Rivo Kosav, Shebelele Tamas, Yoysim Psilois Ovois, Uvalele Tavis Baininis. Umi Ulosh Tom goes a marshal kulaway ptilis baininis. The revolve you ride a mim sham of shimba yitzri boy may out but goes there that's all called over Honero. My boys are gonna be having Alef Gia Mazik is up to you, so you little I am the Alef Gia, the Alef Gia lab, I don't have Tosis is not sure if you would put in thicker wicks or smaller wicks, and that's what it would be. That, but you have to put in this amount. It's mavuyer in the Gemara that in order for it to work, you need a full amount. And look, Midasa, this is one of the questions on Hanukkah, that if they've split it into eighths and put it in according to that Shita, well, the next night they didn't have it, so you can't light the menorah. How would light a menorah? But I saw in the back of the Gemara, Tosri 11 says, and if there's leftover, Rashi was really bothered by, Im Yoyse Yoyse, you have to put it out, because you have to light the morning one. The question was, the Tosri Sharon wanted to learn, you shouldn't put it out. And Rashi would learn, you would put it out. That's really the main shaila. Are you allowed to put out the menorah? Im Yoyse Yoyse, what do you mean Im Yoyse Yoyse? So it'll burn more.
Why isn't it mutter to use for the morning one?
How would you make?
You had leftover from the evening.
Yeah, you had leftover from the evening.
So why can't you use it in the morning? Just let it go.
Let it just stay lit. So I saw in the back of the Gemara, yeah, I just want to read it to you. They bring a Tosis Rial oven. Shebeleilois Thomas Aksorim Hoyu Machabim Oysim Baboiker. Kadesh Yuchlu Lahakter is every atomid. Veloyim Tinu. He's learning up a Moir de Kazakh. If you would let it keep going, you wouldn't be able to do the Ketairis. I don't know why. In the morning.
Ketairis was done on the Mizbeh of Azog.
But still, you can't. In the order, it would still be that the Menorah is lit. So you wouldn't be able to do the Ketairis if it's still lit. So he says you have to put it out. You put it out, then you could do the Ketairis. That's, I don't know, a very hard thing. So it means if you don't put it out, it's still a kiyum of the menorah. And Bechlal, is that true? As long as it's lit, you can't do anything after the Hadlokas HaMenorah till the morning, till the next Hadlokah. As long as it's lit, it's still called menorah, and that would be the din. But this is all totally in this Midasa. We're concentrating on the second one. Elamai Kamarachmana, be not look at te miktik tyrus. Hachinami, be not tova, te miktik tyrus. Vabashol, how is he going to do him this thing of the after of the Ben Arbayim? Om aloch shani awesome, diksiv oisai. That's only aloch in the afternoon, Meneira. But in the regular one, it would not be. So this is a sugi bifne atzma of the Meneira. Let's do the next Gemara. Now we're going back to the Gemara. The Gemara now revisits that whole question. You had the Atovas HaNeiros. You want to pick that up? It fell. The Atovas HaNeiros and the Ketairis. What is the right order? So it's Mashman Atovas HaNeiros is before the Ketairis. Aye, we have. So Abaye answered, we split the two and the five. So the Gemara Nochateretz. Rav Popo Omar Loi Kosher. Ho Rabbanon Ho Abishol. What does that mean? B'mayu kimta. So what is our papa saying? Rabbonon hold by after the tovus five neiros, then you bring the ketores, then you do the two. Ho, the mishnah on the afchofei is going kabishol. The aktores is after all seven. Okay, as we learn tomorrow. B'mayu kimta masiz noche rabbonon, and the mishnah pais kabishol emos sefer biuloi. It's very hard. It's a tomid. When you bring the Kohen Gadol, brings the tomid on Yom Kippur, Krotzoi, he starts the Shechita. And then another Kohen comes and finishes off the Shechita. Umerik Acher es HaShechita Al Yodoi, for him. Then afterwards, Nichnes the Kohen Gadol, Hakter es Hakteres, Ulehetiv es Hanera. So then we have, that's the Rabbanon of the Bishol. Reisha v'sefer Rabbanon mitziusa abishol. Amalach Rav Papa in Reisha v'sefer Rabbanon v'mitziusa abishol. Bishleim Abaye. So we're going to cheshbon this out in a minute. Bishleim Abaye. Loi nirela Papa, my time. Papa, my time. So let's go over this Gemara. We're ready. Let's go back to the original, back on Yudalit Amid Beis. On you, we try to do our best. The Mishnah Bayo says, Makteris Akteris, Umeitavis Haneris. So it seems that you do the Akteris before the Neris. We're going back. Forget about the Mishnah in Tumit. In Yuma, it says, let's look it up, which is, where is that? That Gemara is on Daf Chafei. Say the Yuma Chafei, about the Pisces, which is talking about on Yom Kippur. The Pisces every day, not on Yom Kippur. Mi Shoichit, mi Zoyrik, mi Medashim is Be'ech HaPnimi, umi Medashim is HaMenoira, umi Ma'ilei Vorm LeKevis, and the Pisces HaShlishi is for the Ketairis. Right? And Abaye said, Loi Kosher, we split the Ma'ilokas HaMenoira in two. Of them comes Rav Papa. And Rav Papa says, name. Everyone is talking about the two Neiris, V'loi Kosher. Our Mishnah is talking about Aktoris, Aktoris, before the Neiris, is Rabbanon, who after five made a Hefzik. The Mishnah on Chafei is going like Abu Shol, so we have to wait till after all seven, which is what? Right. Right. So Gemara Bamayu Kimto Lemas Nisan. So our Mishnah would be going that you split it. And the Mishnah on Daf Chafei is going Kabashol. But in that Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, it's not called a Sefer, but it's Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. Hiviu Loi goes back to Yom Kippur, Korzoi, Umarak. The other one does it. Nichnes lahakteres haktoris ulehetiv es haneris. So we see that the haktoris haketoris is before the and for some reason, we don't want to split it. Rashi's bothered. I don't know how you would see in that case. Rashi bedivra maschol lehetiv. You see the Rashi. Lehetiv es haneiros. Val korchach b'shtayim achroimis koma. The lekelam andom aktoiris koidemes lechomish haneiros. What does Rashi mean? I don't know exactly what. How to read that Rashi. Let's see. Val korchach. The lekad leman de omar kitoires koidemes la tovis chomishneres orishainos. I don't know, somehow the Gemara did this, so we said things like the Gemara omalach Rav Papa in Reisha v'seifa is Rabbanim, it's uses Abishol. So Bishleim Abaye didn't want to do that. Rav Papa, my time alone, my kabaya. The guns of our first Mishnah, the Sidra or the Tony law. It's not, you can't be Madaik, that's what Habai said. Can't be Madaik, our Seder. We're just making a list about what the Kohen Gadol should do, and we're not Makbid on the Seder Advar. That's at the end of the whole Cheshman Agimore. That's what comes out by Habai. So I'm not sure it's a very hard sugya. Zok the Gemara, Gufa. Let's go back to our Mishnah. Now, unbelievable. We're not going back to our Mishnah. We have no choice. The Gemara, as a sidebar, brought a memra from Masechtas Tumit. Boloi, which is talking about when? In Tumit, but it's talking about a regular Tumit. The Kohen comes after he's makabel the dam of the Tumit, and he goes up to the Mizbeach, Lekeren Mizrachis Tzvoinis. And he stands, he's on the Azorah, the Noisein, he's Zoyrik the dam on that Keren first Mizrachis Tzvoinis. So it goes on two sides, the Tzafoin and the Mizrach. Then he goes around the Mizbeach, rightwise, and he gets to the Maravis Dreimis, the Noisen, Maravis Dreimis. Utoni Allah, Reb Shimon Isha Mitzvah Mishane, Bekeren Tomboloi, Lekeren Mizrach, Zoynis Noisen. But when he gets to Maravis Dreimis, Noisen Marava, he doesn't use one. My time of the Abshiminish HaMitzvah, that he has to do a double. He said in one of the names of the Talmidim Rabbi Yanai, Omar Krot says it in Pinchas, Osir Izim Echot Lechatos LaShem, Aloyles HaTomid Yeosev Niskoi. Okay. Oilohi, the Omar Achmone Ovid Bo Maise Chatos, Balsa State, Lechatos on the Oiloh. Ho Ketzar, how do you have such a hybrid of a Chatos and an Oiloh? Elomai Noisin, Mizrochis Foynis, Achas Sheishtaim, Kemaisa Oiloh, Shtaim Shehein, Shtaim on the next one, Kemaisa Chatos. So what? Okay, so the value we don't see anything yet. Velit ein shtayim shein arba kemaise oilo. And for the Gemara, lo imotzinu domim shemechaprim vechoizrim umechapre. What is going on over here?
He's saying that oil is coming.
No, but we're not chamol. On a normal, in this Mishnah, normally, before Reb Shimon Ish Mitzvah, so you do it, Kerem Mizrachis Tzvaynes, and you put it, and so it covers your Mizrach and your Tzafen. Now you go to the other corner, all the way around, and you should cover the other two sides. So you make two Zrikas, which are really four corners, four sides. You're getting four sides, Shtayin Shein Arba. And he says, no. The first one, Rabbi Shemitzvi says, you could do Shtayin. The second one, which is two. The second one, you have to do on both two.
Like a
Chatos. Why? Because Chatos is a special
one.
Chatos has to do on all four corners. So what does it mean? So, Veliten Shtayin Shein Arba Kemaisa Oila, Oida Arba Shein Arba Kemaisa Chatos. You have to do both. You should do. Nodig Mor is asking, so do both. If you want to treat it like an oil and a chatos, do two and two, and then go around and do all four.
It's also an oil safe is a chatos.
Zokte Gemara, loy motzinu dame mechaprim vechoizeru mechaprim. It's a shakvatar in the Gemara. But he's learning it by Tomet. Where did it come from? From Rosh Chodesh, we're learning it to each Tomet?
No, only for Oilas Tomet. It says over there.
I'm saying by Oilas Tomet, a carbon Tomet.
Right.
Every carbon Tomet. Not only Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah.
So carbon Tomet, according to Ishim and Ish Mitzvah, would need four. Arba.
You mean more now in the afternoon?
I don't know. We'll see about that. So what does this mean?
He can't go back. But can he do it? Isn't the oilas tamid different than a chatas? Chatas oil is different than an oilas oil? One's on top, one's on bottom?
Yeah, but here's, you mean maybe it's a different place. Bechlal, the chatas. But what's the shakavitari of the Gemara? The shakavitari in the Gemara is that einam choizrenu mechaprim.
Once you already, you
can't. Even though I don't understand, it's one carbon of chatos and oila. Okay. If it's one carbon, so it's not nigmar.
Once you go around the mizbeach,
maybe you can't go back.
But can you do it simultaneously? Or you have to do it to stay there?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. So I was going to answer. Let's see this here. Unbelievable, nothing. It's a very lumbish Gemara, this. The Gemara. V'chi motzinu domim, shechetzion chatos v'chetzion ailo. The more they ask it. Elo al kochon hikishon ha'kosif. So you have to do some, it's exeris ha'kosif. Hochenami. That nice and chill and sinu shleim shal adam. Ba'al kochon hikishon ha'kosif. I'm going to finish here. I'll finish it off tomorrow. I have to go over this Gemara. I don't know.
Where was the Ne'amah Rabbi? Was it with the two or with the five?